This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll hear from Greg Quinn and his notes from the current farm in just a moment as he talks about buzzards. But first, let's talk about the top movies at the box office last weekend. Jurassic World finished first with $204 million taken in. Spy was second with $16 million. Number three was San Andreas with $11 million in box office receipts, followed by Insidious Chapter 3 with $7.3 million, Pitch Perfect 2 with $6 million, Entourage with $4.3 million, Mad Max Fury Road at $4.1 million. Avengers Age of Ultron at $3.6 million finished number 8. Number 9 was Tomorrowland, the George Clooney flop, with only $3.4 million. And Love and Mercy finished in 10th with $1.8 million. One of our regulars here is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. Sunny days with clear blue skies are the perfect time to watch the soaring birds gliding on the thermals high over the fields of the farm. The red-tailed hawk is the most common, effortlessly tracing giant circles in the sky year-round. The hawk maintains a steady flight because it relies on its remarkable eyesight to spot the quick movement of a rabbit or a squirrel hundreds of feet below. There's another, much larger bird joining the red-tailed hawk in the skies this time of year. Unlike the smooth, unwavering flight of the hawk, the turkey vulture, with its distinctive wing coloring of a light gray chevron on black, can be seen wobbling from time to time. The wobbling helps the bird to pinpoint the source of smell of its next meal. It's similar to a dog tilting its head to better understand sound. The vulture also uses keen sight, but its most valuable asset is its sense of smell. Turkey vultures can smell a dead animal from over a mile away. This scavenger has an olfactory cavity, as a percentage of the skull, second in size only to Tyrannosaurus rex. Its keen nose is very unusual in the bird world, and in fact, most birds have little or very poor sense of smell. Black vultures, which are less common, lack the ability to smell carcasses altogether, and often follow the turkey vulture to dinner. The bald red head, resembling that of a turkey's, is responsible for its name. This featherless crown is another valuable asset. Since the vulture's diet consists of roadkill and carrion, which can be pretty messy work, head feathers would be way too hard to clean after dinner. Turkey vultures' nests are hard to find, as they sometimes use just a pile of rocks or boulders. They don't actually construct nests, and often the two eggs are laid on bare surfaces. The eggs are cream-colored with lavender or brown spots at the larger end, and they hatch after 30 to 40 days of incubation by both of the parents. If the nests are threatened, both the adults and the chicks have the response of regurgitating on the intruder. Unpleasant, but effective. The size of this giant bird, standing 2.5 feet tall with a 6-foot wingspan, is deceiving because it only weighs about 2 to 4 pounds. It's about the weight of a chicken. Its lightness helps its ability to soar, and some pilots have reported seeing them at 20,000 feet. You may sometimes see turkey vultures standing with its wings spread in the morning or after a rain. This stance warms the body, dries the wings, and the heat of the sun helps to kill bacteria on the feathers. These scavengers, sometimes called buzzards here in America, don't always evoke the most pleasant of images. But at least its Latin name, Cathartis aura, meaning cleansing breeze, is a little kinder to this necessary member of the farm family. This remarkable bird, living well over 20 years, is often associated with death and disease because of its scavenging habits. But in fact, the turkey vulture plays a key role in the ecosystem, quickly consuming carcasses from roadways, woods, and fields before they have a chance to spread disease. The truth is, the world is a much cleaner place thanks to this invaluable natural housekeeper. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the Current Farm, and to visit America's number one source of black currant products, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Steve sold a family heirloom for $10,000. On his tax return, he claimed only $5,000 as profit and the other half as his family's original purchase price. The IRS asked Steve to prove that cost basis, but the heirloom was very old and he didn't have any receipts. So the IRS viewed the entire 10 grand as income and taxed Steve accordingly. Does that sound right? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
It's right. If you cannot prove your original cost, you will be taxed on the entire amount of the sale. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
Planet Green has boiled down some nutshell concepts to help explain why organic farming does a whole lot more than mitigate global warming. A big part of the story, of course, is that organic farming doesn't use pesticides as well as other synthetic inputs like herbicides or fungicides, and that helps soil become more adaptable to climate conditions. Equally, since there are no pesticides involved, organic farming creates a much healthier environment for diversity in both plant and animal populations. For example, many birds eat the pesky insects which poisonous pesticides are designed to terminate, pesticides which ravage orchards and gardens. Look at a gentle ladybug, for instance. They eat huge volumes of pests relative to their own body weight. So fewer pesticides means more animal habitat and biodiversity with fewer pests. All done naturally. Tomorrow, look at CO2 and our water.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.